Allowing a relaxation of body. And mind. Are you aware? What is obvious? Receiving what is here in this moment, what is already here. No need to go looking, trying to find experience. If it's not obvious what awareness is aware of, just stay connected to recognizing that you know you're aware. And at some point, there will be something that is obvious. And if it still feels like there's a kind of a searching for something to look for, that could be what you know. Searching is happening. Looking for something is happening. Keeping the practice simple, there's no need to find or construct a meditative state of mind. Whatever is happening right now can be known. Relax. Are you aware? What is obvious? An experience that often arises in meditation and in our days, our daily lives, is the experience of thinking. In formal meditation, we often have a conflicted experience with thinking. Probably because of its association with not being mindful. The mind wandering off into thought is the absence of mindfulness, but The thinking itself is not inherently something that we can't be mindful of. The thoughts themselves are not a problem. They're a natural process in the mind. Can you know a thought is just a thought? In formal sitting, we can be more aware. We can be curious about the process of thinking, how it happens, how it affects us, and step back from the content of the thoughts. Sometimes in thinking, the content can be strong. It can pull us as a kind of a sticky quality to it. If you notice thoughts that have a sticky quality, one exploration of what's happening in the moment with sticky thoughts is how they affect us. What's the effect of those sticky thoughts? Often there's an emotional component, maybe some physical resonance, a tightness in the body somewhere. And so when thoughts are sticky, curiosity can be an ally to help us stay present with what's happening around the thought. It's not that we're constructing something, it's already there, but potentially not touched into. Sometimes with sticky thoughts, when our attention opens and widens to meet the experiences connected with it, such as the emotions, the body sensations, the thought itself becomes less sticky. The content of the thought becomes less sticky. Partly because sometimes what thoughts are is kind of our body and mind's way of getting our attention. And so when we can attend to what's connected to the thought, there's less of a need for those thoughts. So thoughts might be arising with a content that's connected to frustration or confusion, trying to figure something out. And if we connect with that feeling of a little bit of distress around not knowing what to do, there might be able to be a little bit of settling and acknowledging with that. Noticing the relationship to not knowing what to do, not liking. when thoughts aren't particularly sticky, but there's more of a drifting quality or not so much of an emotional feeling that's connected, then it can be interesting and useful to recognize there's so many different ways that our mind thinks. We might notice or become aware of how thinking happens. Sometimes I use the word or language, what's the modality of the thought? Does it come in as an image? Or as if you were talking to yourself? Or as if someone else is talking to you? Kind of recognizing which sense experience, which sense door the thought is connected with. Again, as opposed to the content. Noticing images as what's the process going on in the mind. Images are happening, or hearing is happening. Even sometimes thoughts can be more of a physical sense, a kinesthetic sense in the body. So just a curiosity of how thoughts happen. Can you know a thought is just a thought? Rather than being seduced by its content. Developing the capacity to be aware of thought just as a thought, just as something happening in the mind. That can be a little bit of a process, a slow process of learning. Because of our habit of believing that it's important to engage with the content of thought. And so starting with brief explorations can be helpful. And simply the ability to recognize that thinking is happening. We begin to recognize it is possible to be aware of thought. And then it can be useful at the beginning if you're new to exploring being aware of thinking. Rather than trying to stay connected with the awareness of thinking, simply let yourself connect with some other obvious experience. What else is obvious? in the present moment, body sensation, emotion. Or perhaps check into the question, if the thought is sticky, how does this thought affect the body and mind? Being curious. About what is happening in relation to that thought. And so remembering relaxation, receiving experience. We're not looking for thoughts here. We're just exploring our experience. Are you aware? And what is obvious? Checking your relationship to experience from time to time. And if what is arising is thought, can you know a thought as a thought? Thinking is happening. What's the effect of thinking? On the heart, mind, and body.